Wow, this is the worst intro we've ever had.
Nick was supposed to do something.
Let it rise.
He just
let it rise. Nope. Let it.
Just enjoy it.
All aboard, motherfuckers. Choo choo the hat train.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 23, the week before Warmind launches. It is Hype Train Week.
Wow!
We will be your conductors, all aboard. One carry-on item per passenger, please. No private cabins. I reserve the right to barge in at any moment and scream in your ear.
I reserve the right
I'm
to
I'm just
barge
picturing
in
Indiana Jones throwing that Nazi out of the Zeppelin going, no ticket.
And everybody,
get off my plane.
Here's my ticket. Get off my plane. You know, he probably made. Which movie came for? He probably made. Oh, well. Hey, guys, that's not what we're about. This isn't Indiana Jones. How is everyone doing?
This is an Indiana Jones podcast now.
Welcome to Just Some Jones.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the wrong podcast.
Episode Indiana. We named the dog
just
Indiana.
We named the monkey Jack.
You were named after the dog. Let's just spend all night quoting Indiana Jones. That sounds like a good idea.
Gosh.
So, this is the Hype Train episode.
The Last Crusade.
As usual, I'm your host, Elmer Fudd. During the show, I will be called Brett because we've known each other forever, and it's weird to not call each other by our names. So there we go.
I call you by the name that RuPaul gave you, so just don't judge.
Which I appreciate.
You're welcome.
My mother appreciates as well. My auntie kind of hates it, but it's okay. Yeah, joining
fine.
Me tonight... I have my ever sensual co-host, Nicholas.
That was the sound of pure sensuality. You couldn't bottle that and make it any more sensual. I will also be divulging the full plot of the Avengers Infinity War movie throughout this. I'm kidding.
And stop recording.
These two plebs haven't seen it yet.
Oh, Lord.
I would be so down for that because that was such a freaking good movie.
Wait, Russell, you didn't tell me you saw it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of bottling things up, we have the effervescent Russell.
Bling, bling, bling. Brett, remember that time I hit you like four times on the face over a week? Like, I hit you with my belt, and then I hit you in the face at your grandmother's, and then I, like...
Was that over 1 week?
I don't know. Yes, it was over 1 week.
You should have just been, I hit you over the face with your grandmother.
Like, so she didn't weigh much, so you could have done it.
Granny, no!
Why? So we're at his grandmother's house, and I can't remember what happened, but you turned around, and I slapped you, like, in the face. And you, like... You were on the couch, and your mom was laughing hysterically, but your grandmother was not.
Yeah, because you hit Brett with his grandmother. I wouldn't be happy either.
Would you like the other part of that story?
No, actually, let's leave it as a just completely no context.
Okay, well, I'm not going to add to that, but I will just tell because Russ needs to know. I do still, when I talk to my grandma, she'll go, you don't still talk to that Russell kid, do you?
Why does she sound like she's from the movie The Labyrinth?
Because she is.
Come with me.
Trash you know what, that lady?
That really doesn't surprise me. His grandmother has hated me ever since.
Ever since, dude. He has
such a bad influence on you.
Because you, like... beat Brett up? Brett, is that why you turned out the way you did and like sought out like motherhood from RuPaul?
I did. Exactly why. The secret is out. That is my origin story. Oh my God. Russell, shut up. Stop coughing. I swear to God.
You poxy cocker.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Coxy Potter. Mr. Potter.
We have no idea where we're going tonight because we're all just like super excited for next week.
We're super tired and super excited.
Right.
I'm not super tired.
Let's just start.
This is just the way I always am.
Russell. Dear sweet Russell.
What?
What are you most excited for next week, dude?
I'm excited for the EOD. No, that's not what it is. It starts with an E.
I literally just told you before the show.
You Are you what? Thinking shut your, of escalator prostate?
The escalation protocol. Escalation protocol? Is that what it is?
Effervescent prostate?
Effervescent prostate. Oh my god. What a... Oh, can you imagine going for a jog?
No.
Oh. Feels bad. Feels bad.
Who are we tonight? I don't...
Yeah, we dude, escalation protocol looks amazing. We're just some guardians. Welcome to
We're Guardian Radio, the first and longest running Destiny.
Greetings, guess. Guardians. It's your boy.
What's it actually called? Is it escalation protocol?
Yeah, escalation right? protocol, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I knew I'd get protocol. It eventually.
I'm super stoked for that.
I am that so will, it, excited.
It'll be, there'll be like 12 funds. I think I'll have 12 funds, exactly. 12 funds.
We give this two like thumbs up our noses.
Not any more, not any less.
Mm.
12.
Well, the thing I'm excited for Escalation Protocol is I think I saw that's like a minimum power level that they have it set for like 370. Like, so that is like...
Oh, I thought it was like 380 or something.
380 is the highest you can
like
go.
You're gonna be able to like smash your face against the first couple waves like right out of the campaign. But mm-hmm. To complete it, you're gonna have to like
370 or something.
Like, say a chant in your baby brother's bedroom to give him away to the Goblin King.
Who do you That's do? Remind me of the babe!
What
the babe? Babe with the power. The
power. What power?
The power of voodoo. Who do you do?
Voodoo? Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
Orchestra hit.
That was a great movie. David Bowie's crotch.
It really was.
David
Bowie. So anyway,
no, but anyway, no,
I'm super stoked for Escalation Protocol because Brett and Russ, you and I have talked a couple times about the fact that we loved going to the Archon's Forge or the Court of Oryx, even when we didn't have anything to contribute, like resource wise, we would just go and shoot things endlessly. And I really enjoy the fact that you can start EP whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have, to my knowledge, you don't have to have anything other than opposable thumbs to use the sticks and the buttons on your controller.
Great, I'm out.
Those of you that don't have thumbs, and if I offended you, I'm sorry.
I'm offended.
Get good, though.
Get good.
GG. I play with my feet.
No, but you have opposable thumbs on your feet.
I'm an orangutan.
They're called dew claws. Dogs have them. They can't move them, but they have them. No. Anyway, I'm excited for that because I like to just log in and shoot an enemies.
Yeah. Endlessly. Well, the cool thing for me is not just the fact that, you know, we enjoyed our, you know, just shooting things endlessly. Like, it's an activity you can just do over and 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 just hang out with a party. And just talk. And then a big thing I've heard people talking about is like a bunch of solo players that are all been like, there's no way for us to get to level end game, blah, 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 because it's been so easy so far in D2. Where, though, you're going to get end game gear from Escalation Protocol, and it's in a, like, on the planet. So if you just zone in, chances are there's going to be a bunch of randoms and probably a couple pre-made fire teams in there doing it. Just jump in there and join him, and you'll probably get some loot. Like, it's not unattainable.
Worst case scenario, it'll be like Court of Oryx back in the Dreadnought, where if there's no one there, then, oh, we'll just run away and then run back.
Exactly.
Rinse and repeat until you have rinsed all of the shampoo out of your hair. Rinse and repeat until you see people there. Such a similar sentence. I got confused.
What are you talking about, Nick? Are you speaking English?
I don't think
English?
He even knows what he's talking about. No, but yeah, seriously, like...
No, like in the Dreadnought, you could run out of the Dreadnought, or out of that section, and then run back. And when you came back, there was a greater chance that there were, you know, people there that you could knit with, or, I mean, you know, shoot, hive. Same thing as knitting.
Basically.
That's the same.
My grandma
shooting hive is the same thing as knitting?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's why you think your grandma knits all the time.
You didn't piss my grandma off so bad, she would have showed you.
Wait, was your grandmother's name Anastasia Bray?
No, her name was Bronastasia.
Her name was Rasputin.
Her name was Rasputia.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, oh my goodness. Did you guys watch the video today that talks about like the PvE activities?
Yeah, they did a PvE and a PvP one. Yeah,
I was really actually like, I was not happy that they showed us as much and told us as much as they did in that video. I feel like major cinematic moment spoiled by that little video, and I was actually kind of upset about that.
I actually totally agree. Well, because they pushed so hard during the live stream, which is when they give away everything in the past. They're like, we're going to keep things secret. And then I don't know if it was just a trailer that had been made already, and so like that decision already been made, and they couldn't redo it past that. But yeah, I was disappointed too. Going, well, okay, that'd have been a cool moment to experience.
I didn't want to see that.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what it is.
Shut your face.
It was Barbara Streisand, ladies and gentlemen. Don't rain on her parade.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Nope. Life's a
don't even try it.
She just popped out.
Life's a beret.
Her nose came out of the ground first.
That's Rasputin's core.
That's Rasputin's core.
It's Barbara Streisand's nose.
You know, I wouldn't know that was Barbara Streisand, because the thing that I associate that the most with is Robin Williams in
Mrs. Doubtfire. You know, it's based on a novel called Madame Doubtfire.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, look it up, nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, you pleb.
Yeah, get on our level. I had no idea.
You're the reason Scooby-Doo has a speech impediment.
You're the reason. Scooby-Dooby-Doo is all Russell's fault. Russell slapped me at my grandma's house.
Hey, Scoob.
You know what, Nick? Scrooby dooby doo you.
Oh, that was clever.
Actually really good. I appreciated that. That was good.
Give me another one. Give me another one.
That's it. You only get one a week.
Okay. So we got to tune in next week. Tune in next week to hear Russell have another Scooby Doo related diss.
So on the subject of Scooby Doo, did you guys see the little blurb of Sweet Business coupled with the Warlock boots? The faction boots.
Oh my! Where, what does that like, have to shot... do with Scooby Doo?
Nothing, but it was a segue.
It was a really good segue. Yeah, come on, Russell. You used to be so good at segues. I don't know what happened to you.
Well, he needs to wear a helmet now.
I hung around you guys too much. That's what happened to me.
So the big thing we're doing with Sweet Business here. Did you see this part?
What? So they're upgrading at the same time.
Yeah. Russell, you're not helping by jumping in at the same time to tell us that we're talking at the same time.
You know what?
Oh my god.
How close are you to committing
who are we?
Double murder.
Not very close. I'm closer to committing sextuplet murder because I'm in Iron Banner and it sucks.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians episode 23. This is the hype week. Toot toot.
This is the week where we just go on random tangents.
We're just so excited. There's just like nothing we can do.
There's so much to talk about.
I know. So shut up and let me start the conversation.
Greetings, Guardians. My name is Blythe here.
It's your boy. My name is Blythe.
No. So the
Sweet Business destination. They're capping the ammo inventory at 999 instead of, wasn't it like 300 something now? So you're always out of ammo.
Probably it was a stupid low number.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're bumping it up by a lot.
A lot. And then so in the video they have, it's wearing which boots were those again, Nick?
Beg your pardon?
Oh my god. Now you decide not to talk.
What? That's exactly what my wife did to me earlier
my
today.
God.
I was like, Lindsay, will you be quiet?
In the Sweet Business preview, which boots were they wearing upset. Again?
No, wait, what? You keep cutting out when you're talking, so I'm trying to keep up. What did you say?
In the Sweet Business preview video, boots was the individual demonstrating the weapon wearing
the Luna faction boots.
Upon their character, Nick? Question mark.
The Lunafaction. Boots.
I couldn't hear you because Russell coughed. Could you repeat that?
The boots? No, the Lunafaction boots.
Is this a bit? So in the video, they're shooting an arsenal walker, and he just never runs out of ammo. He just is continuously firing for, how long is this video? Oh my God. For 30 seconds straight, he's just firing sweet business.
It's worth noting I don't know if they changed how it worked, because is the person who's doing it, are they moving like side to side rapidly?
No, they're just sort of nonchalantly moving.
Okay, because as it stands right now, the Lunafaction boots, it makes a warlock rift, like reload your weapon. But in order for the effect to actually take place, you have to step in and out of the rift. So I don't know what that means.
I didn't see a rift in the video.
Right. And it even says in the video, reload or ammo replenishment, whatever, courtesy of Lunafaction boots. Mm-hmm. So what did they change?
I would assume maybe just a couple perks that do the ammo. But yeah, that's scary. 30 seconds nonstop shooting.
Look, we've got no notification that they were changing.
What sweet business.
Armor, exotic armor perks.
Yeah, it's not happening till the summer.
Right, so I don't happen to have that happen.
I don't think they tuned the armor perk. I think they tuned the like how it affects the gun, not the actual armor piece. Maybe, I don't know. That's a guess.
I don't know.
Either way, it's
stop
scary.
Guessing and tell me facts.
Yeah, because facts are facts.
That's a fact. So they also showed us Risk Runner, which I might start using. They increase the resistance to incoming arc damage by 50% when it perks. And the perk will also enable in the Crucible. So you can take 50% less arc damage in the Crucible and then never run out of ammo if everything lines up perfectly.
The Crucible.
So that's cool. I haven't touched Risk Runner in a while, and I think I need to.
Well, I'm more excited about the Graviton Lance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Also, I'm excited about Crimson. The changes they're making to Crimson.
Yeah. Cool. Having actual ammo in Crimson is going to be so nice.
Mm-hmm. I think the changes that they're making to the exotics in general, really looking forward to the way that they're doing it now, where it is... I think I said this when we were doing like our trailer or live stream video, our live team or our live stream live reaction.
He'll get it one of those times.
Yeah.
I like that they're making the exotics overpowered almost. Well, you know what I mean? That's what I think too. I mean, you know, you want something, it's an exotic. You know, I don't look as forward to getting exotic, but in D1, when I got an exotic, I was super excited because I felt, you know, I used Red Death quite a bit, and that felt intense. but the exotics for D2 just haven't been that way. And I think that was a step back on their part that, you know, I'm glad that they're rectifying.
I agree. I think one of the people... I can't remember if it was a tweet or in one of their little videos, but they summed it up perfectly.
A twat.
Like my opinion on it is that the twatters, an exotic weapon and an exotic armor piece both should change the way you play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They should not be just, oh, this weapon feels good. No, it should change the way you play, period.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's huge for me, because, like, there's some of these videos I watch, and I go, I probably won't use that, but I know there's someone out there going, oh, my God, that's exactly how I want to play this game. And so now there's going to be an exotic for every style of gameplay, and then you're locked into that style of gameplay.
You know, one of the ones that I feel like has done that to a greater extent than most of them is the Mida. Mida multi-tool, the Mida mini-tool.
The meta multi-tool.
Well, I feel like the two of them together, you want to use them together, and it changes your style of play because you want those bonuses because they're pretty substantial. The two of them together, especially. And, I mean, like, I've really gotten into using the Mida multi-tool. Like, and I've gotten a lot better with it, too. Because a scout rifle is not something that I use normally.
Same.
But, you know, it fires so fast that you're like, okay, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a really good sound effect to it, too.
On the flip side, how many other scout rifles feel just like the Mida, or at least are close enough that you can, it's as good as. Like, the synergy was cool, yes, but I don't feel like the weapon itself stood out enough for it was a high tier legendary.
Didn't the Mida keep your radar up the even radar when you're aiming down sights? I think that was a big thing for it, yeah.
But, I guess I can see the point. It did change how you play, even if all you use is a multi-tool. However...
And that's why I said better than most. It is not, by any means, what it was at D1, but it is better than most in, you know, making it super beneficial to use it.
I don't even know what the hell it did in D1.
I never used it in D1. I got it once, and I was like, I don't like scout rifles.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Sorry, everyone.
Well, I really like the combination of the SMG with the Mida Mini Tool. I feel like together they're...
Yeah, that's a fun little back and forth. Kind of like what they're doing with Sturm and Drain, where they could bounce off of each other.
Sturm and Drain were supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be.
I never got that super benefit from Sturm and Drain.
Well, that's because it wasn't really there. But it will be. So the third preview we got in the TWAB is for the Darcy, which is that sniper rifle that, like, no one uses right now. So what they're doing... Where is this thing? There it is. I was looking at the wrong paragraph. Ha ha ha. This sniper rifle now grants four
you
times...
You idiot.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians episode 23. This sniper rifle now grants four times damage once locked on a target. So, you know, when you're looking down the scope, down the sight, and it's got that big freaking screen reticle, it's like...
Serious? It's like a Widowmaker sniper rifle?
Kind of like that, yeah. So once you hold out long enough for it to lock, the sniper bullet will do four times damage.
That's awesome.
Shit.
Exact scaling depends on activity, difficult, light level, delta, etc. But yeah.
I feel like that's going to be bloody crazy. Right. Boss damage.
So, like, in the video, they're shooting Argos, and each bullet is hitting Argos for 56,000.
That right there sounds like a D1 weapon.
Right. So, and then also in the Crucible.
D1 is, I was talking about Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. We talk about Ducks all the time. I'm with you, bro.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because we're the longest running Mighty Ducks podcast. Didn't they?
Greetings, Guardians. My name is Uncle.
My name is Coach Bombay here.
My name is Coach Bombay here.
Coach Bombay.
I'm here to teach you how to play hockey.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducks.
But, so, I like how they say they were pretty spicy in the TWAB this week. So they said it shouldn't take a master strategist to figure out how this will benefit you in PvE. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But, so I'm any lost. Crucible Combat Sniper will also want to give this gun a try. So that's going to be deadly. If you know, it's all about snap sniping in PvP. So if you actually take the time to just hold it on a person, you're basically... That sounds like four times damage is a body shot kill, right? If you can take the time to do it.
That's what it sounds
like. Shoot them in the mind.
Shoot them in the pinky.
Think really hard about shooting.
Mind shot.
That's already like the best shot you can do. That's
no, not a headshot. A mind shot.
A mind shot.
Oh my god.
They're very different, Brethren.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Like
is it just me? Has this been a thing? Sorry, I don't mean to change the subject. But I am.
We live for it.
I know the colony has been a thing in Iron, or just in the Crucible.
What's the colony?
For a while. But I feel like I've been hit by the colony about every time somebody used a heavy weapon.
Brett can tell you why.
This week.
So the reason people are doing that is because the ornament for getting grenade kills, grenade launchers count. So everyone's using it to get that ornament.
I thought you were going to like... Okay. Never mind.
Also because everyone's a bitch and they have no skill and it's an easy kill. God! There we go. Got it off my chest.
That's much better. That was much more along the lines of what I was expecting.
Okay, good.
And what I was feeling, too.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I was like, I want to get my ornament, and I use it for one round, and I was like, every time I killed someone, I was like, I know how bad they're raging, so I instantly took it off. I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I know my Christmas gift for you this year, Brett.
Oh, God. You're going to 1v1 me and only use the colony. Is that what it is?
No, I'm going to send you a Christmas ornament that is just colony. Like a cardboard thingy that says Iron Banner. So it's an Iron Banner ornament.
Oh my God, that was good. Oh my God, I'm so tired. What the hell? Dude, that was a good setup. Delivery, beautiful. So also released this week is the Warmind comic coming from Destiny.
Oh,
it was really good. Did you read it?
Can I just say, we didn't have to put up with any later haters bullshit.
Later haters. Dude, it was so... And the fact
like it was
that they
written
had...
for, I don't know, intelligent people. Adults? And not for children.
What? Well, I liked that they had where she lost her light during it. Like, that was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Did not expect that.
No, neither did I.
I expected it. I saw
shut
it coming.
Up, Brett. I mean, Russell.
I guess I'll shut up now. Sorry, guys.
Greetings, Guardians. Our name is Groot here.
We are Jiang. So, and then we also had the, Nick, you loved these. The narrative previews where they had the 5 pieces of web lore. Those were so good. So much lore like this week.
It felt like D1 Grimoire all over again. Mm-hmm. To see the Raid Secrets subreddit, like, engaged and going nuts with things again, spinning theories and translating binary code and algorithms that were hidden in the videos, like in the videos and in the comic. And oh, just dude,
monkey. Did you see the Chris Barrett thing
where he sent all the pictures slowly zooming in on a specific part of the picture?
This
picture of my child. No.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let
never
you
gonna
down.
Give you up. That's not the way the song goes.
No. No. Have you never been Rickrolled?
Yes, I have. I just can't remember.
So you saw that, Nick?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was so priceless. Freaking Christopher Barrett Rickrolled the lore community, and it was amazing.
That's awesome. That makes me so happy.
Nick, you want to tell Russ how it happened?
Nope. Russ can go find it. And
Russ doesn't
do
look up anything.
I don't care. Yeah. He needs to experience it. Just I'm like everyone experiences.
Up.
You can't read about puberty. You have to experience it. This is the same shit.
Yeah, man. You can't read about the ABCs. You gotta be the ABCs.
Be.
I am the ABCs.
I'll do you one better. Why are the ABCs?
I have the ABCs.
So, like we talked about, we're not going to spoil what happened in the video, but all I'm going to say is, yes, I was super pissed that they showed some stuff that I didn't want them to show, but I am super hype because it's like, going to be cool stuff. Really cool shit.
I want to, like, yeah. It's yeah.
But I really wish they'd just been playing it and it happened, but...
In the video, they do make a very, very specific, or they make it a point to talk about the patrol area, and provide, I guess, reassurance in the variety of the location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the quality of activities in the location. And because one of the biggest, if not the biggest letdown for Curse of Osiris, for me specifically, was that Mercury is the size of my bathroom.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I have a fairly large bathroom. No, it, I mean, it might as well be a bathroom.
Is your toilet the infinite forest?
it's not much of a forest. So.
You could either go to the future or the past.
Don't take a poo at Nick's house. You never know what century
you
gotta
walk leave
out
your past
pasture.
And you're behind. No, no, no.
Okay.
Finish
instead of the hot tub time machine, you have the toilet time machine.
It's the hot tub. Looks at the camera.
It's like some kind of. Have you ever tried to do that with a straight face? It is so hard. You just look straight ahead and say it's some kind of, and then turn your head slightly. Hot tub time machine, and try to keep a straight face. It's impossible.
It's some kind
of mind.
Hot tub time machine. I did it just fine. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Boring as hell.
Russell, you're not a human, though. You're like Commander Data, only not as cool.
Hey, whoa!
Why are you crying? I have no idea.
I was really happy, and then you were like, but not as cool, and I'm like, wow, screw you.
Have you seen Data's awesome? Come on. So, the other big thing in the top this week is we had... Yep, it was just as good the second time. All right, so we had a patch note preview, and then once again, like the full in-depth patch notes are coming out to like the day before, as they usually do. But
I didn't know we got a patch note preview. That's what I get for not looking online and watching 5 hours of television.
This one was exciting.
We'll pay more attention, Nick.
Attention's too expensive.
We've been told for a while that the vault space is increasing by 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the TWAB, they announced it's actually going up by 100. Surprise! Yes.
I've got nothing in my vault anyway. Why do I care?
Vault space has been increased from 200 to 300.
I saw no reason to keep anything. I know that's kind of obscure and weird, but...
Oh, yeah. That's just a playstyle. And I know there's people out there that collect every single planet's entire armor set just to have it. And now they'll be fine. But yeah, some people are into that. Some people aren't.
I collect planets.
Is there enough room? Is there enough room for Nessus in my vault? Pardon me.
Can you
scoot over?
The raid layer.
I keep weapons. I don't usually keep armor sets, though.
I used to keep weapons, and then I fell in love with Scathelock, and no other weapon mattered anymore. That's going to change now, but fortunately, the exotics are all in the collection. Real quick. The raid layer. Spire of Stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Share your theory.
Are you prepared?
No.
I have a feeling that the raid lair...
Tonight's going to be a good night?
...is that Kallus, the real Emperor Kallus, who is now standing up.
Oh, uh-huh.
That yeah. I have a feeling that, mm-hmm. that he is yeah. in the spire.
Whoa.
And just like a damsel in distress, uh-huh. we will have to rescue him from none other than an Ahamkara. A Dargon. So it's basically Shrek, but we're not going to marry him.
Get out of my swamp!
Unless we marry him.
We're going to have to rescue him from a dragon?
But Guardian,
an Ahamkara, a space
I
dragon.
Thought when we'd kiss, you'd not be a Cabal anymore. No, I chose true love's form.
I chose true love's fourth kiss.
Thank you, Emperor Kallus.
Kallus was divorced a few times before we came around. We got there. I'm sorry. Your princess is in another castle.
Multi-emote is here. You can now configure all four emote options with player-selected emotes. The entire emote collection is now always available for you to convenience swapping. Items in the emote collection have been removed from the vault, so it's no longer needed.
The only emote worth anyone's time is the sweeping or the floss dance.
Dance is pretty good.
I like the selfie one.
Yeah, I do like the selfie one. I got a sweet screenshot the other day of a bunch of people taking selfies at different angles, so we all have a selfie of each other taking selfies. It's cute. This one's important because there's a reason to do it now. Guided games, that's a thing. Remember that? That was a thing they put in the game?
Used it when the game first launched, D2 first launched, Nightfall first went live, Guided Games first went live. I loved being a guide.
But then we never did it because there's
I did no it like to. 9 times with Ted. Do you remember Ted played in the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and you did it.
I did it like 9 times with Ted. You and I did it. I've got that cute little emblem.
Teddy Ruxpin?
No.
So, guided games.
Creepy robot bear.
Guided games will now feature a Leviathan guide emblem that tracks the number of raid encounters and raids a player has completed as a guide. So that's kind of cool.
Raids being added to guided games.
This emblem rewards a unique aura for 14 days after a player completes a raid as a guide. Once a week, while the aura is active, guiding a raid to completion grants one bright engram.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Meh.
That's kind of cool. If you're getting rewarded for doing it, because right now it's literally just a pat on the back.
I'll give you a reward.
You did a nice thing.
Your eternal reward. A new inventory category.
Crack and break.
A new inventory category has been created that will contain... A new inventory category has been created that will contain pursuit tracking items such as those for exotic quests. Items in the pursuits category specific to each character are not shared across the account. So what that means is when you get like an exotic quest or any of those weapon quests, whatever, it will not take an actual weapon slot. That is going to have its own special area in the options menu and everything.
Hey, what this really means is that Brett is trying to keep us from going on tangents so that he can go.
On that subject, we, the three of us, do any of us have the Rat King?
No.
Okay, we need to get the Rat King. Like, we should make that our final goal before Warmind. Get Rat King.
Real quick, no poop shizzle. I don't think they actually fixed guided games. I think they just added something so there was some sort of reward for doing it, which is the main thing people asked for. But no, I don't think they found a way to fix how... Well, the big problem that guided games has had is you get punished in it, and then, like, if you're a seeker, like, you're in there for an hour.
Well, it's because no one wants to guide.
Exactly. And so they got to do more than just this.
Well, that might be in the full patch notes.
Hopefully.
We can hope.
That's true. Hopefully they go further with it.
If they're putting in such a beefy, or if you're vegetarian or
girthy,
vegan, like a beefy alternative emblem and reward system, if they're doing that, then I would hope that they're fixing it. Because if not, that's like flossing without brushing your teeth.
Ugh.
It's just kind of weird. Why? Why do it?
Because you've got stuff stuck in them?
Shh.
Are you ready for this next one, guys?
Everyone knows you floss before you brush your teeth. You don't just floss.
No, Brett, we want to go on as many tangents as we possibly can so
that's
that you
like
can never
drinking
go to bed.
Ketchup without any potatoes
so,
or
welcome
fries.
To 2018 as a video game. In-game audio settings, sliders between 1 and 10, were added for SFX volume, dialogue, cinematics volume, music volume, and chat volume, all separate.
Are you kidding me? I can finally crank the music and shut the fuck up when it comes to failsafe.
Instead of just, like, one solid game volume slider, and that's it.
Pride's Jade, that
so everything's
one thing
separate.
Destiny 2 did right from day one is the music.
Yep. Super good.
Go pirate
heard...
music spheres while you still can, because Bungie's taking it down. Just saying.
Weekly lockouts for raid and raid layered rewards are now class-based. Players running multiple characters of the same class will receive rewards only the first time they run the raid or raid lair in a given week.
Ooh.
So if you have three hunters for some reason, you will only get rewarded once a week. So if you want to run it multiple times to get rewarded, you have to play different classes. So, I have heard people already blowing up about that, which is
whatever.
Interesting. So, I don't know. But yeah.
Why are people mad about that?
I don't know. There's people that like to have three hunters and then run them all a week. I don't know why, but people like
their
that.
Money. So just they want it now.
Do a different
it's
class. Free real estate. Such a little.
There we go. Shut you up right there. Fixed an issue with collections where event emblems would not show up unless player owned Curse of Osiris. I own it, so not a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, starting on Tuesday, fixed an issue where players would encounter a black screen upon loading into the tower.
Jeez, that's the second time they said they fixed it.
Just saying.
No, last time they said they figured out how to fix it, but the fix wasn't coming in.
We figured out how to fix it, but we're not fixing it yet. Suck a fish.
I know how to count to 10, but I don't I'm going to.
Fixed an issue where Cade was offering only one treasure map for Mercury. Of all the things they could have put in a patch note preview, there was a couple of these that I was like, I don't know why that's there. I'm sure there's some cooler stuff, but okay.
I've never done his treasure maps. I wonder what I'm missing out on.
Cade has treasure maps?
All the, yeah, if you go to, when you go to Cade, he's got freaking treasure maps. You can go find, like, chests and stuff on all the planets. And then there's a bunch of, like, lore for him.
I have never once done one of those.
Me well, because there really wasn't a reason to, unless you wanted to hear more about Cade.
I do want to hear more about Cade, though. Well, I mean, he is a cool character.
He was in D1. Right now, he's just kind of one note.
I don't know if they're
expanding on that.
I like him. The fact that he throws a chicken in there to distract one of the Cabal and then knifes him in the back.
And then calls the chicken like makes him
one he of knifes, my favorite characters. He knifes the chicken in the back? Wait, are you serious?
What a bitch.
No, he knifes the Cabal in the back.
With a chicken? How would that even work?
You know what? Both of you, shut your faces.
Oh, okay.
I was actually serious. I don't remember anything about a chicken, and I was actually concerned that he knifes the chicken. That would have made me, like... I realize I eat chicken on a daily basis, but that doesn't mean chickens aren't cute and need cuddles, too.
No, it's not my fault.
They just eat cuddles inside my stomach.
When in the campaign, he's got a chicken like half the campaign.
Yeah. He picks up the chicken as soon as he gets to the
farm.
The farm, thank you.
And then when they assault the city, he...
make the farm great again.
Oh, God. So the next section in the TWAB is talking about heroic strike modifiers. And the new legendary Nightfall challenge card. So in Season 3, we've increased the baseline difficulty of heroic strikes. Yes! To make combatants more aggressive and make the experience feel more, well, heroic. Additionally, at any given time, the Heroic Strike playlist will have three modifiers on it. One Burn, which rotates weekly. One Advantage, which rotates daily. And one Disadvantage, which rotates daily. Boom. Here's a quick rundown of what you can expect in these categories. You have your regular Burns, Arc, Solar, Singe, 25% Arc Damage Increase, Outgoing and Incoming. Advantages, Brawler, Double Melee Recharge Rate and Damage. Grenadier, Double Grenade Ability Recharge Rate and Damage. Heavyweight, triple power ammo drop rate, double power weapon damage. So that, the advantages, that rotates daily, so every day you'll have a new one of those going on. And then also every day we'll have a disadvantage. The first one, which is aptly named Glass, players' health and shields are halved, but recharge rates are doubled.
Jeez.
Blackout, radar is disabled, and enemies do 20 times increased melee damage.
20 times?
Melee damage. So yeah, no radar, and you make sure you are moving slow and not running into something.
God, can you imagine doing, oh gosh, what's it called? The one with the hive one. That strike.
Be pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
With the thrall attacking you all the time?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be insane.
Thousands.
Iron enemies that one. Enemies no longer stagger and health pools are increased by 50%.
Sure.
That one's gonna suck. Grounded.
So this is basically like reinstituting what D1 did with some of the Nightfalls.
Basically.
Well, this isn't Nightfall, this is just Heroic Strikes.
This is just Heroic Strikes, yeah, sorry, I didn't hear the Nightfall part.
Oh, so it's making Heroic Strikes even harder.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I'm going to, like, live in the Heroic Strike playlist.
Because this is the whole reason why we did Heroic Strikes for 3 years. Like, almost every night.
It was just sex pandas.
And then the last one, let me just read the last one real quick. The last one's called Grounded.
No,
players take five.
No.
Players take five times damage while airborne.
That is crazy.
I remember that being a thing.
So every burn will rotate weekly. Every advantage and disadvantage will rotate daily. And I wonder, I hope there's not a set like Brawler will always be with Glass. Blackout will always be with Grenadier. I hope it mixes it up. So you're like, oh, today it's Grenadier and Iron, but tomorrow might be, or like a couple days from now, Grenadier and Grounded, you know, instead of having the same two every time. That could be super interesting.
They would have announced it as they would be paired together.
Okay,
but
that makes sense.
I could be wrong.
What's well, there are only three advantages and four disadvantages, so.
All right, what was that, Russell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Russell. Did I interrupt you while you were talking? I feel so bad right now.
You are so lucky my wife is in the other room, because otherwise...
Oh, is your wife home? Can you not cuss now? Oh, that's so bad.
Yes.
You know, he can also not... He no longer can just eat chocolate chips and peanut butter.
Chocolate chips and peanut butter, right? I couldn't believe it. That's so good.
I did write your wife a letter to tell her that.
My baby wrote me a letter. It's cheaper than Reese's, and I get more of it, so you know what?
Doesn't taste as good.
It does if you get milk chocolate chips.
Doesn't that taste point.
Good. Yeah, yeah, all right, so what were you originally going
to
say, Russ?
You'd have to mix powdered sugar into your Reese's piece, into your penis butter.
Into my penis butter? I'll try that.
No, don't.
I'll swirl it around with my penis.
Mom, I'm never eating food at your house.
Get that vein just right. You can flip it right in your mouth.
No. It's like a mini catapult.
I thought you were going to say a mini game. I was gonna be like, what kind of video games do you play?
Right.
Lindsay comes home and there's peanut butter all over the walls. What happened?
I got a new record today, honey. So they're adding to the Nightfall Challenge card, they're adding a legendary Nightfall Challenge card. Players will now be able to take their rare challenge card to Xur and upgrade it to legendary. Doing so adds more customization options to the card. Legendary cards allow you to select one burn, one advantage, disadvantage, and two additional disadvantages. With the exception of glass, all other advantages and disadvantages listed above from heroic strikes can be applied to the new challenge card. So if you're one of those crazy people that likes making the Nightfall as hard as humanly fucking possible, you can do it.
You can do it.
Unique challenge card disadvantages. Oh, no. Extinguish, return the fire team to orbit on a wipe. We knew that. The second one, which is in the game anyway, famine. Ammo drops reduced by 50%. You already never have ammo in this game.
No, it's juggler, where it never drops for the weapon type you killed.
You still
the enemy
never
with.
Have ammo. Yeah. Oh, that one's going to suck. Match game, players must match their damage type to the enemy shield type to do anything. Attrition, health regen is slowed greatly and enemies drop health orbs. We've seen that one in past before they redid the Nightfall. Momentum, health regenerates only when the player is moving. So we've seen a couple of these they had as modifiers before they redid the Nightfall.
But now so they're letting back you in. Pick them for your card.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously this adds, you know, if you do the legendary, it adds a bigger modifier so you can get a bigger score. If you're able to get through, so.
I get a bigger score.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got the biggest score ever already.
I'm going to read this, and I need you guys to help me make sense of this. No. So, it's called Prismatic Matrix.
Okay.
It's a way they're redoing how Eververse works, where you can earn stuff.
Okay.
So, in the January development update, we spoke of shifting the balance of vanity content in favor of activity rewards, rather than purely through Eververse. We all remember that. We first addressed this balance by adding vanity rewards to Crucible, Nightfall, Strike, and Raid activities. To further improve the overall Eververse experience, a new feature we're calling the Prismatic Matrix will debut in Season 3. This feature has been developed with three key goals in mind. One, give players more control over how they earn Eververse items. Good. Two, offer a more predictable path each week that guarantees access to specific items. Huh? Three, drop fewer duplicate items.
Okay.
So, at release, the Prismatic Matrix will feature 10 Eververse items from Season 3 each week it is active. Each item within the Prismatic Matrix is on a knockout list, which means every player is guaranteed to receive all featured items for a given week by the 10th activation.
Really?
So is it an item that you get that you activate?
So it's from what I'm understanding is you choose which things you want each week, and then it gives you a path to earn those, and then once you've earned one, it knocks it off the list, and you can't get that again that week.
Okay,
so
kind of
like,
what it looks like.
It sounds like how Brother Vance does with the prophecy tablets.
Probably not.
Yeah,
but I hear where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Brett, can I ask you to read it again?
Oh, yeah. At release, the Prismatic Matrix will feature 10 Eververse items from Season 3 each week it is active. Each item within the Prismatic Matrix is on a knockout list, which means every player is guaranteed to receive all featured items for a given week by the 10th activation. There's still more of this to read.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Okay.
What I wanted to rehear, you already read, so.
Okay. Earning items via Bright Engrams, Bright Dust, or previous Matrix activations will also knock rewards off the list. In turn, each activation guarantees players an item that they have never previously acquired.
So it sounds like an item that you've got that charges up as you do various activities, and then you use it to gain a reward.
Mm-hmm. With your first well-rested level up each week, you'll earn a Prismatic Facet, allowing one free use of the Prismatic Matrix.
Yup.
Prismatic okay. Facets stack up to 3, so make sure to have proper inventory space before earning a rank up on a given week. Players can also purchase more activations for 200 silver each.
Okay.
So, yeah, reading
the Eververse. I actually really like
yeah.
that.
This makes sense when I'm reading
that
it out loud.
That sounds super, like...
So, they have a picture here about that. Where it looks like a Prismatic Matrix. What? And so it
like
looks like
letters and code.
No, it just looks like a prismatic.
It was a joke.
Matrix.
The
and
matrix.
There's a red pill.
Is Hugo Weaving?
And there's a blue pill. And
Lawrence Fishburne.
And then the bad guy's all like, "I was there, Neo, 5,000 years ago."
I wish that, like, Lawrence Fishburne would realize that fish tastes best when you fry it. Like Lawrence Fish Fry.
Outside of the Prismatic Matrix, players may continue to earn Bright Engrams each time they level up, and they can still purchase these engrams if they want a chance to get everything from the Season 3 catalog. Additionally, we're increasing the number of items available from tests each week with Bright Dust from 14 to 18 items. We want to continue experimenting and involving Eververse to improve player experience and give more paths to earn Eververse rewards. So it looks like what they're doing is they're going to keep what they've had in case you want to do that, but increasing the amount of ways you can earn everything without buying anything.
Which is, that's literally
awesome.
Exactly what they said their goal was going to be. Mm-hmm. So that's really encouraging.
Like, I mean, just having the amount of stuff from 14 to 18 is big. And then having... like the Prismatic Matrix, where you can choose out of that list of 18 each week, 10 you want, and then if you continuously do stuff in the game, you can unlock them.
Which is the way I feel like it should be instead of the microtransactions.
Which is how, and they're still going to have microtransactions for the people that want to do that, but like this is huge. This is awesome. I'm really stoked for this.
You know, one of the things that I've been kind of happy noticing lately is we're starting to see fewer and fewer microtransactions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those got hit hard.
For instance, God of War, no microtransactions.
You can thank one of the congressmen from Hawaii for that, and I'm not being sarcastic.
He's not.
Yeah.
He basically is leading the charge to consider it, like, criminal gambling.
And there's a few countries in Europe that have already done it.
Yeah. So I think that that is a really good thing.
I like it.
So obviously servers will be down when Warmind goes right before Warmind is live because they need to implement everything, obviously.
Do we have a time? Like,
let's see here. Destiny 2 servers will be brought offline for maintenance on Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. During this time, Destiny 2 Warmind Update 1.2.0 and Hotfix 1.2.0.1 will become available for players. Please see below for the timeline of the maintenance window. Let's see here. 6 a.m. PDT is Destiny 2 server maintenance. Is scheduled to begin 7 a.m. players that are still in the game will be kicked out. And then at 6 a.m., servers will go down. 7 a.m. you'll be kicked from the game and the update will be available to download and install. 11 a.m. Destiny's server maintenance is scheduled to conclude and everything will be available to download and install.
Wow. When are they expecting servers to go live or do they not specify?
They didn't. I'm not seeing that in here.
Damn. So that's exciting for me because that means I can load it up and start the downloads before I go to work.
Yeah. That's huge. Let's see here. Real quick, for those of you that care about this stuff, PS4 Destiny file size is 53, storage space 71. I don't give a shit about that. Sorry, guys. If you don't have room, that's your fault. Okay. Dang, real quick, fired. Destiny update 1.2.0, known issues. So prior to release of the update, the following issues have been identified and are currently under investigation. Anti-extinction greaves, the female Titan's dead orbit leg armor piece. Anti-extinction greaves may display a small visual issue. Okay.
God, unplayable.
Right. I'm done. Uninstalled. Exotic masterworks. Once upgraded to a masterwork, an exotic weapon or armor piece will not be displayed masterwork when viewed from an exotic engram preview. Oh, that's not a big thing.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's not a big thing. Strike playlist. Players are not able to matchmake into strikes from an expansion they do not own. Players will receive a prompt to purchase the needed expansion if they attempt to join a fire team of players who own an expansion they do not own themselves.
That goes like saying, why is that an issue?
I don't know. Because they that know people will like complain about this. If you didn't say anywhere that it would cause me to... Blah, 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 blah.
People.
Warmind. Some quest items in the Warmind campaign may not show up in the loot stream of all Fireteam members. However, the quest item should still be added to the inventories of all Fireteam members. So it won't show up on the side of your screen. But it is still going to be in your inventory. So that's not a big deal. If players have a full engram inventory, they may not be able to accept some vendor quest items until they make space in their inventory. That's goes without saying. Exotic armor tooltips. We are aware of an issue in which the perk text on Warmind exotic armor tooltips appears in a different color than on similar gear pieces. This does not mean that players need to unlock these perks to be able to access them. Okay. So if you see perks that are in a different color than everything else, that doesn't mean you don't have them. They're still there. It's just a weird color thing. Yeah, okay. None of those are really big issues, but stuff that they know the internet would blow. What the hell? You didn't say anything about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the world we live in.
Okay. So at the end here, DMG04. I think we're 5 more sleeps until Warmind. It depends on your caffeine intake. Okay. Tuesday.
5 more sleeps. That makes me happy.
Tuesday, Warmind goes live at 11 a.m., he says. Friday, May 11th, the Spire of Stars raid goes live at 10 a.m. Who among you will take the challenge head-on? We'll be watching and calling it World's First. Good luck.
We still need to do the other raid lair.
Oh, I don't... Where's Cooper been? We need to get Cooper into Warmind with us.
He said one time that he, like, lost the disc, and then I haven't heard from him about Destiny since.
I need my hat.
I know. That's why I keep asking. He's always, I lost the disc. I'm like, well, what the hell?
I also tried to get a hold of him to see when he wanted to do his little midnight mischief, but...
Yeah, he kind of disappears.
I haven't heard from him.
That's good podcasting. As a reminder, Season 2 ends with the launch of Warmind. This is your final week to do all the Season 2 stuff, so there you go. Make sure you check with the Vanguard, Crucible, Iron Banner, and Trials of the Nine for your last chance to earn Season 2 ornaments before they're gone. It's almost time to head to Mars. See you next week. Aww.
Sorry, Brad. I forgot we were recording a podcast, and it felt like we were just chatting.
Yes, we are podcasting. Hi. Welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 23.
Whatever. Our podcasts are basically just our conversations anyway. It's not like we do anything different.
I do. I'm naked when we do podcasts. No, I'm kidding.
I'm usually wearing socks when we game. That's the only difference. And not on my feet.
I'm wearing one sock strategically placed on my sock foot.
I'm off next Wednesday. So I'll be able to get off work and start doing stuff Tuesday. And then I'm just going to just rock and roll into Wednesday.
I think I might see if I can trade shifts, so I work Monday, but I'm off Tuesday.
Get Wanna Wednesday rock off. And roll all night.
Get Wednesday off and we'll play all night. And then we'll play Destiny.
Tuesday. You want me to take off Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yes.
I can't. Well, or do you just mean take off Wednesday?
Just take
I'll
off
be home
Wednesday.
Both days.
Russell, no one asked you.
Well, fine. Screw Scooby-Dooby-Doo, you too.
Nope. That was Super Force. Sorry. Didn't work as well the third time.
You know what? You poxy cocker.
Yeah.
I don't have to put up with your lip.
Let's just do 20 minutes of slurping sounds. Oh, man. Ross.
Welcome to the Just Some Guardians podcast.
Yes. We do have two new reviews on iTunes.
Oh, yes.
None of them actually asked for a voice or anything. So I think at the end we're going to have to remind people. But yeah, we're going to choose for you.
No.
I say Scottish with a stutter.
Are you not going to do it with an accent if they don't ask? Is that what's happening?
I can't. That's the rule. Well, then I'll do it. I'm not giving them treats if they're not doing tricks.
Okay, well then I will read it as a zombie. How's that?
All right.
Okay. Right.
This is a review by Sentinel Dead. Five stars.
Brains. You forgot brains, Brett.
No brains.
Zombies don't stack.
Yeah. If they can't, why would be the only word they can say brains and they can't say anything else, Russell? Think about it. Think about it. Teflon
no,
Don
wait,
Ghost.
Wait, I really want Nick to read it with a Scottish accent with a stutter. I think that he should read the last one.
I'm sorry. Those guys are awesome.
Such a great show.
I can't give them...
That would be fun.
I can't give them treats if they're not doing tricks.
That's true,
but...
That's not how you
train. You're giving us treats. You're not giving them treats. You're giving us treats.
I give you treats every week when we do D&D, and you get to hear Jaig and experience
Teflon Don Ghost gave us three stars. He said, turn your mics up. We can barely hear your voices. Episode 21, I can't hear the other guy, not the host. Thanks for the names. But keep it up. Good job, guys.
Turn your goddamn headphones. I'm kidding.
There we go.
I will turn myself up.
Yeah.
So usually my problem is my fiance is sleeping on the couch next to me, and I don't want to piss him off.
I will read Sentinel Dad's just because Sentinel Dad is fantastic. These guys are awesome.
Pissed off and pissed on.
These guys are awesome. Such a great show. Thank you, Sentinel Dad. A perfect fusion of entertainment, gaming news, and fun-filled idiocy.
Aww. I think he means mutual chaos and utter incompetency.
Even though FUD I'll makes fun it. Of me for playing Battlefield 4. When did I... Oh. Did I do that one time?
God, you're a horrible person.
Oh, I remember. I just had a talk. We did a... That was like... God, that was like a month ago. We did a show. We were making fun of people for jumping into random streams saying, what are you doing playing this dead game? And so I jumped into his stream of Battlefield 4 saying, what are you doing playing this dead game? And he didn't get the joke.
Battlefield 4 is not dead.
No, dude, it's awesome. Well, there's a lot of dead people in it.
Well, I mean, technically no one there is alive anyway. But
great show. Totally worth a subscribe, Sentinel Dad. Thank you, dude.
Oh,
I really liked that. That was a good review. That made me all warm and fuzzy inside.
He does a subscribe.
Now you're a perfect fusion of entertainment, gaming news, and fun-filled idiocy. I like that a lot.
I do too.
Wow.
That's how we have to intro our podcast now.
Was this review helpful?
I felt very complimented by it.
Thanks for your feedback. Teflon Don Ghost, was your feedback helpful? Yes, because we turned our mics up. Here we go. Totally not the host. Was this review helpful? No, because that was me. There we go. That's done.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Micah, who just texted me, because I was telling him, you know, even if you don't buy God of War, because he doesn't play console. He only plays on PC.
Excuse me. Is this a God of War podcast?
No, but listen.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Kratos, episode 23, where we say no, boy over and over for the next 20 minutes.
It's super funny, so just hold on just a second. Let me just say this. So I told him to at least watch it on YouTube if he's not going to buy the game because it's a great story. He goes, God of War kind of makes me want to have an 8-year-old that knows how to follow orders or die.
All right. Oh, Russell.
It's remarkable.
Yes.
While we're doing shout-outs, forgot to last week, since everyone that was at your house was a part of our show, could you give them all a shout-out real quick?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Micah and Jared, for contributing. so greatly to our show last week.
Yeah, it was like Russ would say something just in the background here. Oh, good one. So, thank you for your contribution. I appreciate it.
Just like that?
Just like that.
I'm pretty sure they weren't saying good one. They were saying, what an idiot.
Probably. That's what I was saying. All right. Anything else we want to drop before we start wrapping this up? Well, 5 days, guys. Y'all's... 5 days.
Are we only doing the D&D thing on Nerdcast?
No, we're doing the D&D recap. Do it.
Okay. I got to go to bed.
Well, then
we'll do an extra long one on the Nerd Talk.
Fine. We'll have a lot to catch everybody up on, but I'm okay with that.
That's okay. That's what
Nerd
Talk's
about. Because needs to go to bed, apparently.
I am literally dying. I have had no sleep in like 3 months, and my body is giving up on me.
Brett, you don't even need sleep.
You just plug into a wall. You're like a Tesla.
I'm going to get launched into space?
Yeah. With Tony Stark, I mean Elon Musk's dog or something.
With a flamethrower?
I really want a Tesla.
You know what? I could have bought a Tesla, and I chose instead my car.
I could have bought a Tesla, and then I realized I'm a broke piece of shit.
Not really. You're just a broke douchebag. You're not a piece of shit.
Aw, thank you. Can I be a...
You're welcome.
A broke piece of poop shizzle?
You could be... Oh, dude, you're there.
No, you're a fecal pizzazz or whatever it was.
Fecal flair.
Fecal flair.
There you go.
It sounds like some kind of survival mechanism or device. Did you bring your fecal flair? Bear Grylls would get enough to
no, okay.
or something.
When we figure out call-outs for the Crucible...
It's a flair made out of crap.
When we think up plays for ourselves in the Crucible, one of them is going to be called fecal flair. All right, guys, initiate fecal flair. Go!
Chicken Little Flea Flicker on, too.
Ready? Oh, by the way, Mark Square, we see you. We see you with that
always.
Podcast PvP showdown. We signed up for that shit, all right? We see you over there wanting to do good in the community and shit. We're going to go in there, and we're going to do decently, okay? So y'all better watch out.
We're going to do decently. We're going to be better than Fecal Flair.
We will be respectable opponents. Do you hear me?
Should we call everyone out and just lay the gauntlet down?
With the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah. Listen here, Grenades and Horseshoes, Dad Tales Podcast, Destiny Addict Podcast, Saint 14th, Podcast, Destiny Lore, Cosmic Resocast, Destiny Massive Breakdowns, Animated Podcast, Planet Destiny Podcast, Destiny Community, Arts Podcast, Psychoquest Sunday, Guardian One Podcast, The Bro Chronicles, Destiny Tracker Podcast, Intercord, Grimer Tech Radio, Focus Fire Chat, Destiny Undead Under, Spirit Thumbs Podcast, and Barely Destino, Hoot Dog Radio. We see you. We're coming for you.
We think you're all pieces of fecal flair.
Yeah, you fecal flair.
You
better watch
no
out. Yeah, you do. You're signed up now, bitch.
I was signed up from the beginning, but I don't do a sign up. I do a thing.
Yeah. Podcast Crucible Showdown for St. Jude. You better watch out. All right, there we go.
Feeling We're good. Coming for you.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to lay the smack
Bone
down, brother. Just
ready.
Some guardians is in the house.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Do you smell
That's
what
the
effervescent is cooking?
Like. Oh, Jesus.
We're coming at you with sensual effervescence. You better be ready for this, fecal flair.
That's right, that was our team name, wasn't it?
That was.
Seems like 26 years ago.
I know. It actually does feel like that was almost a month ago already. All right, there we go. Thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians, episode 23. When we do the show, we are live on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGcast. You can send us emails, comments, concerns, questions, pictures of Dick Cheney, pictures of Russell eating peanut butter and whatever he does. Send those to justsomeguardians@gmail.com. Nicholas, where can they find you?
They can find me on the Twitters at He Who Fights. Or on the PlayStation as capital H, capital F, capital W. Nope, HWF. There we go.
I was about to say, did you forget?
7 Force. I don't even know I hate my PSN ID, okay? I just really do. It's like poop shizzle. It's so bad. kidding.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Oh, wow.
And that's when they stopped listening.
To oh, us. Man, I was really happy to come support just some... Oh, dear God, they made fun of me.
Mama hell. No, I'm kidding. But yes, that's me on the PlayStation's HWF-97 Force. Or you can find me in person, and I will happily sign anything that you bring me for a moderate fee.
Including your
and by
left
that he
pinky
means
toe.
$100,000.
Pinky.
I Russell, mean, $1,000,000.
Can they find you anywhere, Russ?
You can find me in the Discord, what? Especially under the D&D channel, because that's pretty much where I am at.
Russell, always. How do they get in the Discord to find you?
You joined Just Some Guardians. I actually have no idea. You invited me.
We accept monetization.
As I've been saying for the last many episodes, and Russell's not listening, if you go to our Twitter, at JSGcast, pinned at the top is a link to our Discord. And that is how you find Russell. Thank you, Russ.
Oh, leave a review on iTunes.
Why would I know that?
Leave a review on iTunes. If you give me 5 stars, I'll put more gusto into it. But if you leave us a review on iTunes, you can put in an accent or a voice, and I will read the review in its entirety on the air, live, using whatever voice or accent that you've requested. Even if I'm incapable of doing it, you're going to have to suffer through it.
You know what? I'm going to have to leave a review just so that you'll do a Scottish person with a stutter.
Do
anybody out there...
Do it.
Do Scottish person with a stutter.
And I'm Elmer Fudd. You can find me on Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games. Double M, double D.
Double D.
There we go. Beautiful.
Join us Russ. Next week for mutual incompetency and mutual chaos.
What did utter you just say?
I don't know.
What was
mutual
that?
Mutual chaos and utter incompetency.
You know, whatever.
Welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 23. Oh, wait, this is the outro. Nick, take us out properly.
Greetings, Guardians. My name is Bino. Join us next time for some mutual chaos, utter incompetency, and some sensual effervescence.
Ooh.
With the double D's.
Double D. Come.
So just a funny story to end out on. So my wife and I were talking, and we were talking in the shower, and she was putting a face mask on.
And she dropped the soap.
And I said something about, I know what else is good for your face.
Yeah.
And then she goes, is that because it has vitamin D? She was very serious, but I was kind of nervous.
That's hilarious. Did you give her a demonstration?
No. It was just a funny conversation. No. Don't make it disgusting.
No. Should have been like one of those old ladies at Costco. It's like, hey, I got a free sample of ham. You want some?
Already, so I can eat my banana pudding.
Yeah.
I see we have a large porn. Would you like
Vitamin D's nuts. Got them.
I will also have an update because I'm letting her wax my butt hairs again.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did.